All right, welcome into That's Your Opinion with the man, the myth, the legend, Smooch Adamus, who we just literally woke up. Because you know what? He's like a vampire. You have to, the energy that he brings to anything, you've got to rest. So Smooch is there, the producer du jour, the Amish one, Cy Femick, is there. This is That's Your Opinion. My name is Chick Hernandez. Before we get to anything, let me get to the sponsors, because we love sponsors, do we not? Mm-hmm. We do. So listen, we're back bigger and better than ever. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. By the way, I'm calling SMU at La Tech this weekend, but you don't make your bets on that one. Although La Tech almost beat your boys.
Yeah, they did. They did almost. You know, almost is only good in horseshoes.
That's a good point. It is a good point. So Bet Online, with a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, Bet Online continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. That is double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And by the way, along those lines, there's a product out there, and this is perfect for a guy named like Fred, who again just woke up from a nap, his daily nap. Balance 7. It has helped the older athlete, although you're not really competing anymore. You're in fine shape. I will give you that. You're in fine
shape. But I'm an older athlete. You said older. I'm older, and I was an athlete.
That's right. So if you right now, if you go to balance7.com and use the promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, you'll get 10% off their 32-ounce bottle. I'm used to drinking out of a 32-ounce bottle. The bottle lasts 11 days, which is the perfect amount of time to feel the pH balancing drink go to work. Again, that's balance7.com and use the code BLEAV at checkout. I did it, and if it worked for, you know, me, it can work for you too. I'm regular, and I've got energy, which is always nice. You know who needs energy? It's a short work week, ladies and gentlemen, boys. A Thursday night football game between the Washington football team and the New York football Giants. Two teams looking for their very first win of the season. And I looked through the old numbers here real quick. So Ryan Fitzpatrick's career this year, 3 for 6 for 13 yards, and now out for 6 to 8 weeks with a hip subluxation.
Yes.
I got that.
Yes.
I got that word out.
It's just one quarterback after the other. Like, yeah. And it's not like we're doing it on purpose. It's just reoccurring, reaffirming, just continues to happen. Every time we think we found her and we about to marry her, she leaves. She leaves. We take her to one party and she leaves.
Well, she doesn't leave. She limps away, which that's a whole different kind of wedding. I feel horrible. I felt horrible when Bobby Three Sticks went down in 2012. Mm-hmm. I feel horrible when Alex Smith went down. I feel horrible for Ryan Fitzpatrick, because all offseason we talked about Ryan Fitzpatrick sort of lead this team. He's the dude, right? He's the guy who's been around the league. The players love him. The beard. You saw him. You saw him 2 weeks ago when we were taping the TV show.
Yeah.
He was in there beating the offensive line at DC Prime.
Yeah.
He's all set to go. And then boom. And if I'm Charles Leno Jr., did you see the block?
You don't feel bad about it as offensive lineman. Yes, no. You missed the block. Everybody misses the block. You're not missing the block to get him hurt. It just happens. It's a part of football. Yeah. And think about it. This haven't been all so bad for the quarterbacks here the last 20 years. We had one that got out of here healthy, money pocket-wise, and also got even more healthy with Kirk Cousins. You know, so it hasn't been bad for all Washington quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Kirk did leave town, although he's still, except for a great touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs.
He's done nothing. He's correct. Done nothing. He's not literally, they thought he was the final key to a Super Bowl team, and he regressed them.
Right.
They have regressed every year since he's been there. They've only got older. They've only got slower. And his flaws are starting to show more than ever.
So Thursday night on national TV, Taylor Heinicke, which I don't know if you saw my tweet the other day, because you like to call him Tyler. ESPN called him Tyler Heinicke.
So they heard me call him that.
You didn't. You don't go Heinicke at least. At least you go Heinicke.
Yeah.
They called him Tyler Heinicke, and I'm like, for heaven's sake. Right. I mean, it's Taylor Heinicke.
I'm just gonna go and say it if I can get it out. Taylor.
Taylor made.
Taylor Heinicke.
This is Taylor made. This is a national TV game. It'll be Taylor Heinicke getting his start. He has dreamed about, he said this week, he's dreamed about being a starting quarterback. Didn't want to get the job this way, obviously. But he's going against the New York football Giants.
Nobody cares how they get a job. Let's be serious about it. We don't care who we got to step on and step over to get a job. You know, this is in the real world especially. You don't care who you one-upped on your way to becoming the CEO. You don't care who got bypassed. So that's a great way to be a politician right there, right. Mr. Heinicke. You know, the great thing about it.
Well, he didn't say it. I said it.
Oh, no. Just like he said when he seen him got hurt.
Yeah.
He told the dude next to him, hold my beer, Mike. It's time for me to go in there. All right? Because he already knew it was his time to shine.
So we are excited to see him play. But I'm the pump the brakes guy. There's a reason that he wasn't a starting quarterback in this league.
Oh, my God.
There was.
We're talking about a team that had Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, how far are we falling the back? Like, you're talking like this guy didn't play in a playoff game. Like, if the locker room tells me everything, okay. And the locker room has a lot of confidence in him, so why would I doubt it?
Okay. I'm down with that. I'm down with that.
They see him daily. And this ain't a group that miss on talent, and this ain't a group that lie to each other. All right? If he couldn't play – I would know it from hanging over there as much as I'm over there.
Yeah.
I would know it. All right. So if they got it and they know he's a gamer and they ready to follow him. So that tells me they have a chance to win.
I definitely think they have a chance to win. I just, Washington football fans are, this is what they're going to have to ride with. I'm just saying there was a reason.
Negative nostalgia.
No.
Nostalgia.
There was a reason why he was not a starting quarterback in this league before. There was a reason why he was sitting in the George Mason class going,
hey,
I got to
finish
mine.
It was a reason why Kirk Warner won two. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you like this Kirk
Warner thing. The free agent process in the league is imperfect. All right? Yeah. Imperfect. All right, because if it was perfect, they would have drafted Dak in the first round and not Trubisky. All right, so it ain't perfect. It is no scientist to it. All right, so all I'm saying is Brett Favre wasn't taken in the first round. There's so many ways to get to where you're at. Sure. I told you his story is Kurt Warner-esque. All right, well, if it's going to be Kurt Warner-esque, it has to start out humble. You know, I ain't think I ever have a chance, and then I got to call it. Before you know it, we in the Super Bowl, and now I'm getting this yellow jacket. It has to start with devastation. It can't start with Peyton Manning. Oh, I was taking number one. My daddy would take it number one. My brother came behind me taking number one. I was supposed to do this.
Right.
No, it had to start off like it is. And all I'm saying is sometimes giving the underdog a chance turns out to be a good thing. Yeah. There was a lot of quarterbacks taking over Teddy Bridgewater in his draft. He's one of the few that still start.
Right. So they're going against the Giants. Linebacker Cam Brown is out. Evan Engram, the tight end, is out. The guard Shane Lemieux is out. Saquon Barkley did practice on a limited basis on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Fine porcelain. You let people look at it, but you don't let the kids play with it.
Okay. All right. Antonio Gibson for the Washington football team was limited on Monday with a shoulder, but he has practiced full on Tuesday and Wednesday. And if there's one guy who really wants to get back out on the field, it's Antonio Gibson because his fumble was costly in game one.
I hear he's going to practice. He's going to play. I'm not worried about him playing. Tough kid. I think he'll get out there. He'll play. And like you said, when you leave that side with taste in the mouth, you want to get it out as soon as possible.
In the absence of one Ryan Fitzpatrick, the team signed Kyle Shurmur as the third quarterback. So it's going to be
same type quarterback. Guy, pocket passer, they could actually get out there and move just a little bit. Right. So they keep on the same type quarterback. Mm-hmm. It ain't like they going. That's how I knew they wouldn't go out to Cam. They got their blueprint.
What about that, by the way? So, I mean, there was an opportunity. So I don't think we're getting the full story between what happened between Cam Newton and his former coach, Ron Rivera. I think Ron.
Well, that's why I don't marry other people's ex-wife, because there's a reason they got divorced. Right?
Well, there's a good reason that you shouldn't.
Now, you know the thing about it, he knows secrets that I don't know.
Right.
There'll be secrets that I had to find out in the future. But it's a reason why their relationship ain't meaning, because you can always go back to what you trust. Mm-hmm. Look like you didn't trust.
Right, right, yeah. Well, as women, you could like flip back and all of a sudden see these feet under the covers and go, I never saw those before.
What?
That's an Eddie Murphy movie, man. What, you never saw the Eddie Murphy movie? Come on.
If her feet didn't start off ugly 10 years ago, she's just not going to run them into the ground.
I mean, she kept them in shoes.
The last 10 years, if they got cute feet or they don't.
She kept them in shoes until it was time.
Well, you know, I don't care as an athlete. I don't care how your feet look.
Really? You're like,
no.
You don't mind Deion's ugly toes?
Hey, listen, if you date a female athlete, if you date a female basketball player, you can't expect for her feet to be the cutest when she make money with her feet.
What about Robert Griffin tweeting out?
What about Robert Griffin?
Make the call, he said.
We already tweeted him back that our phone is now disconnected. We don't know his number, so therefore we won't be giving him a call. You want to talk about a dirty ex? That's an ex we cannot go back and date.
Last we saw him, he was in a Ravens uniform. That's why Amish is so quiet, because his team also lost on national TV on Monday night.
Yeah, glad I stayed up late for that. That was fun.
Oh, it was a great game, man. Y'all can't win everything. See, you spoil. You a spoiled rat, because your franchise has only made the right decision. Y'all don't rebuild. Y'all retool. And now, y'all lose one game. Y'all had like, it's the end of the world.
Well,
my God.
Yeah.
It's a bad loss, though.
It was bad.
No, it wasn't. It was a lot. Listen, it's hard to beat a team with some players. Two, a team that's opening up a new stadium. That's some more nostalgia right there.
Right.
And I'm tired of people acting like Derek Carr is just a simpleton at quarterback.
No, right? I don't think so.
And the Ravens going in there with their fifth screen running back. All right. And people injured all over the place and they still supposed to win. Luckily y'all was in the game.
We had the Ravens had a two score lead for most of the game. The Ravens, could have easily closed that out
3 years ago. That don't mean anything. Don't tell me what you had. I don't care what you had. See, that's
evident because they lost, but they had a two score lead.
This is what you call spoiled child syndrome. When a child is spoiled, they don't know the difference and why you saying no, because you ain't never said it. So why you gonna say it now? So now they tell you they lost. You like, you never lose. So why you gonna lose on me now?
Yeah.
Guess what? They're human beings.
It was bad. It was just a bad loss. It was, I'm really glad I stayed up till midnight for that. Felt that on Tuesday morning when I had to wake up early for work. Really.
So you
felt
one of
that.
Those people believe that the Cowboys had a good loss to Tampa? You one of those people?
No. I did not say this is a good loss. I was being sarcastic.
No, you said it was a bad loss. I'm asking you, what's a good loss? Because I don't know what a good loss feel like. I look like.
No. There's no such thing as a good loss. I was saying it was a bad loss for me as a fan because I stayed up late and then I had to wake up early for
work. Your quarterback needs to protect the football. Simple.
Yep.
Your quarterback needs to
protect the football. Yeah, but when your quarterback handles the football 35 times throwing in the air game, then runs it another 15 to 16 times, he touches the ball more than any quarterback in national football.
And it doesn't help when the offensive line doesn't block. So,
and I can say your offensive line was invisible.
That's what's the scary part. So
they was the faceless men.
Yep.
So Thursday night football, did they have that back when you were playing, old man?
Yeah, they did. I'm not that old, chick.
What how different is that schedule wise and showing up under the bright lights? Every kid has grown up thinking about Monday night football, but Thursday night you got a short work week. What's that like?
Well, like Monday night, it's the only game. It's the only show on town. Ain't gonna be no other competition. It's set at hour at night where everybody can watch all over the United States. It's a shorter work week, so it's more cerebral than it is physical. And we hated and dreaded during the whole week until we actually played a game and realized we got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out.
Right.
So that'll be the weekend that you'll take off and go to your college, your old college, and go to your football.
Oh, yeah.
Take advantage of that weekend just to sit at home and watch college football and watch pro football. So it feels like afterwards, it feels like a mini bye week, a mini bye weekend, if you could say that. So it's a plus and a minus to it. It's just the turnaround that kills you.
Yeah. How does your body feel like after that, like with that short of preparation?
Luckily, they're doing it the second week. So it ain't like it's compound weeks on this thing.
Right.
But it can weigh on, but that's why I say that week is less physical. They don't get out there. We do more walkthroughs and play, putting plays in than we do actually banging, going out there and physically getting into it. So it's like I said, it's more mental and you're more aware of taking care of your body. So if you would get one deep tissue massage on a regular work week, you'll get two this week.
Or Deshaun Watson would get seven.
Well, you know,
I was waiting for that joke.
I'm not getting into that. That's my guy. I'm not getting into that.
Oh, okay. You're not going to get into that. Okay. Okay, Captain.
I would do no tainting on this show, my friend. One Watson. I will not.
Is he going to play this year?
No.
No.
No, you know, that's one of the – I have never seen anything case been handled like this. I have not in the NFL.
Right.
Like, I have never seen none be delayed with no information, with no explanations, with no suspension. Like, what?
We've seen guys commit vehicular manslaughter and come back and play in a few weeks.
And hey, listen, I understand it. We have seen it all, but we also seen people suspend it for marijuana. That's legal. So, you know, at the end of the day, depends on what scope you're looking at.
Yeah. I don't pretend to know what took place. There's enough people that wanna testify against him. So, you know, it's like that where they're to smoke their fire kind of thing. We'll see. The quarterback position threw the ball 21 times for the Washington football team last week. The quarterback position for the New York Giants threw it 37 times. In your watching of the Burgundy and Gold on defense, the Red Wolves, who showed out to you, if someone did?
I thought the janitor at the stadium did a hell of a job.
Well, right? No, he didn't, because that was a leak. That leak was epic.
To step in and really rescue the moment in that section, I thought they really was Johnny on the spot. I thought they was clutch. I thought they really got dirty in the trenches. I thought they was there for the fans. I thought when the game got ugly, they got uglier. So at the end of the day, I got to give a shout out to the janitors at FedEx Field, because they did bring their A game and they were Johnny on the spot. And that about it. You know, everybody else I thought floated around. I thought the offensive line showed us they can run block with the best of them. They need to work on the pass blocking.
Sure.
Terry McLaurin is who we thought he was.
Absolutely.
Right? He can go out there and ball. They need to get him the ball at least five or six tries before the first quarter is even over.
Yeah. Hold on a second. So I'm listening. I saw someone try to break the crap down on you know, because we have 3,000 GMs now on Twitter. They
never played a game of football.
And, you know, and God bless my colleagues and my former colleagues in the business who break down film now. And some obviously took the time to learn what they were talking about. Some are just throwing shit up. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
But they say someone, throw some against the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, well, someone said I can understand why they didn't go to Terry McLaurin early on. I'm sorry. That's just not a game plan. That just doesn't work for me.
Well, they mean if you don't go to him early in the game plan, he ain't your number one receiver. Okay. Because to back us up on defense, you need to have a threat of a number one receiver so we can shape our defense around him. Right. So that's how you get other people open. You get other people open by getting him hot. You know how you get Logan Thomas the ball? Push us back as cornerbacks first with the outside guys out of wide receivers. Then they get windows. Right. Then he can get in the zone like Keenan Allen. Right. That's how you treat a number one receiver.
Right. Daniel Jones, as a DB watching him, is there anything that he does particularly well?
Actually, one thing he does well is beat the Washington football team.
Because
he's never lost against us, and he seemed to never turn the ball over against us like he just did last week. Because the one thing he does since he's been in the league, he has more fumbles by the quarterback position than anyone in the NFL.
Yeah.
All right. But like I said, he seems to put it all together when he comes to our backyard, but, you know, eventually that luck has to run out.
You would think. You know,
hopefully with this being a semi-must-win game for us.
Is it because it's a division game out of the game?
Because the division game won, because you don't want to start off 0-2, and you want to get the monkey off your back of not beating the New York Giants since 2019. So at the end of the day, it's a lot to play for. if you on the team side of watch the end, the lucky thing we got was our best players didn't have their best game in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
So they're bound to bounce back and play with an edge just to get their stats up.
Right. I want to see, and I know Antonio Gibson got 20 carries. I want to see the young fella, Jarrett Patterson, start to get the rock a little bit, just to spell Gibson a little bit. I think early on fatigue might have played a little part of that. By the way, I got some exciting news. Our pod is partnering with the playactionpools.com this year to bring some interactive fun to the sport we love most. So you'll be able to get in on the action with our playactionpools.com football pick'em challenge. That's a long sentence, which is open to everybody, by the way. Here's how it works. You sign up for our contest, Believe Football Pick'em at playactionpools.com, and then get your picks in each week. We're going to select the 10 highest profile games of the week between NFL and college football. Mississippi State and Maryland will not be on that list. Whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electric sunglasses and a pair of DC shoes. Again, go to playactionpools.com and sign up for the contest. Believe, B-L-E-A-V, football, pick 'em. And if you plan on hosting your own football contest, which Fred can't do because he's got 13 jobs on Sundays, go to nothing wrong with that. Go to playactionpools.com today. They've got Survivor, pick 'em, as well as the cool sportsbook style concept called Build Your Bankroll. Playactionpools.com, your new home for all your office sports pools. We thank them for their partnership. Are you big into the – you don't gamble now.
Yeah, of course I do. Who don't? Really? Do I breathe air? Yeah, most people do.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Well, did you gamble as a player? Are you like Pete Rose? You gamble on your own squad?
No, you couldn't do that. Like, that's illegal.
But you know.
Man, no guys really do it because you're not finna chance your main supply of income for outside once or twice a year type income. That just don't fit.
Right. What else happened in the NFL that was anything surprising? I mean, Tom Brady, what is he, 64 now? Is he 64 years old?
It doesn't shock me. This NFL practice schedules, off-season schedules, it's set up for people to play longer because it's a less physical game. Yeah. We went from going to war to an official pillow fight. We're in a game that visually, if you hit the quarterback too hard, it could be legal. But visually, if you hit him and it looked too devastating, they will in turn throw a flag.
Right. Other news, DeMarcus Lawrence for the Cowboys apparently broke his foot in practice this week. So he's going to be out for a little while.
Size about right. You know, the one thing I can say about the Cowboys, they play good players like they great. They played DeMarcus Lawrence like he was a great DN. He's good.
Good.
They paid Zeke like he was the number one running back. He's good. Not great.
Right.
They paid everybody on the offensive line, and only one of those are great at their position. So, like, their expenditure of who they paid is going to make it to where they won't have long-term success in this league, especially with that extra 17th game.
Yeah.
It's going to be all about the 53rd man on the roster now, and we don't know who they 53rd going to be from week to week. Even Randy Gregory, he's still in the COVID protocol, so he probably won't play. And they going to San Diego, which, guess what? They opening up a new stadium, SoFi Stadium. All right? So now we got another one of them nostalgia games where the East Coast team going to travel to the West Coast and take on a team that we just seen personally, got a quarterback, got a running game, got a number one wide receiver with a number two wide receiver legit. And Joey Bosa should be yet again put in prison for what he did to our offensive line.
So we talked about this on our TV show, the Sports Trifecta, which can be seen, by the way, 11:30 on WBBM on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Way to plug you.
Thank you. But as a corner facing Justin Herbert, he's a problem. He's a big problem.
Not just as a corner, as a linebacker, as a safety, as a D lineman. One thing, this is what he do. It's called a trickle down effect. even your best pass rushers, because he can run, are thinking about him taking off running. So now they're going to shorten their pass rush and flatten their pass rush, and they're going to be thinking why they pass rush. Your linebackers, because he can run, they're going to bite on any run fakes that he do, either to the running back or fakes that he do with himself. So you always going to be able to throw behind the linebackers. That's how they got their 3rd and 17. They threw behind Bostic. Bostic was supposed to be there. All right. Now, he affects your third level, because now my coach as a defensive back, I never put me in man-to-man coverage against a quarterback that can run, because he don't want our back turned to him. He wants us to play zone, so all 11 of us looking at the quarterback, and when he do come a run, we can all rally to him. So you see what a running quarterback this did. He just shrunk my playbook and changed the way a defense plays.
Right. My performer of the week will go to one Jameis Winston, who came out for the Saints.
I told y'all. Why is everybody acting like he wasn't the first pick of the first round?
No, I don't. I don't even think that. I think that he went down a dark path. And
silly path. It wasn't so dark. It was silly.
He was doing silly
things off the field.
Right.
And when you do silly things off the field, it makes them scrutinize you on the field.
What would you know about that?
I know a lot about it. But don't you forget about his 30 interception year was a 30 touchdown year and a 5,100-yard season.
Right.
So you're talking about a guy, all I need to do is clean up your mistakes. Oh, the talent is there. The talent is there. He's been working out. His body looks different. Still look Jameis-like, but, hey, looks a lot better than it usually looks.
What does that mean? Too many crab legs?
Jameis doesn't have the most athletic running style, all right? His feet going one way, his knees going the other. But it's effective. I'm saying is he's a legit quarterback in this league. And when you pair him up with Sean Payton, this is to show y'all how important a good coach is to a guy's career. And it's a 50-50 chance that you get one. So now you see him with good coaching, and he looks like a game stopper compared to the bad coaching he had in Tampa. Mm-hmm. That's the easy part, because don't forget, Bruce Arians was doing some bad coaching at the beginning of that 7-5 year last year, to Tom shut him down and say, this is the way I do it.
Right.
We get the ball out of my hand. We ain't trying to press the ball down the field every day. So even Tom had to straighten him out, but he wouldn't listen to Jameis. If Jameis said that, but he'll listen to Tom, because Tom is the GOAT. But this the difference between great coaching, average coaching, and bad coaching. Great coaches get the top potential out of all their players. That means they get every ounce of talent out of us. And they actually give us an edge with their play calling and their game plan. So we trust them. It's the difference.
Winston, 14 of 20. You go, okay, 14 of 20, 148 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks.
Five.
Clean game.
I know some people ain't never had 5 touchdowns in a game in their life. All right? All right, you got to think about it. Lamar Jackson has had only one 300-yard passing game in his career.
Where's Amish?
You got to realize, like, some guys, 5 touchdowns.
I knew you were going to bring up Lamar on that. I knew it.
I knew it. Kirk Cousins get paid $100 million. He's never had a 5 touchdown game.
Right, yeah.
Not one. And he's a passer. Like, he's a pocket passer. He's supposed to have. He had Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
And couldn't throw them 2.5 touchdowns each in one game.
Right. All right. Right. Yeah.
Can you name the Mike and Thomas receivers at the Saints right now?
The what?
Michael Thomas less. Because he ain't playing. Who are the receivers for the Saints?
The receivers.
All I know,
James
threw 5 tubs to him. That's what I know.
Johnson.
And Johnson.
Troutman and Kamara out of the backfield. That's about it. Yeah.
All right. So come on. That's coaching. Yeah. All right. That's coaching and talent. Yeah. All right. Even Drew Brees said it. Well, the long ball gets back in New Orleans because he knows Jameis could throw that ball 70 yards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drew couldn't throw a 50. And he did against Aaron Rodgers, who I don't know what that was he was doing. But
also, Aaron Rodgers looks like he's like 80 years old. I don't know if you guys have seen the memes.
He looked like he's look like he in what they call hippie mode. And when you
looks like Nicolas Cage was trying to play him in the post-game press conference.
Nah, he looked like Frank Gallagher off of Shameless.
Oh, very come bad. On now.
He
come
looked on. So bad in the they post-game press conference.
They just had a picture of Frank Gallagher beside Aaron Rodgers. They looked like twins.
Yeah, right? Great show,
that's all I'm tell you.
Great show.
But when you get in hippie mode, you detach from the rules.
And the right?
We've already seen him detach from the rules.
Yes.
You start to be airheady, like not really care as much about everything. Airheady.
Okay.
Yeah. And you become a little cultalistic because you want people to follow you that want to be against the establishment also, right? And that's the mode he in. He wearing his AC/DC shirts. He looked like he on a rock band tour with Van Halen as we speak. And he knows it's just like a man. Because most time before the divorce happened, y'all already got divorced mentally and physically a year and a half or two before that. Right? He looks like the dude that know that me and my wife get a divorce next April. And ain't no reason for me to put no more love or effort into this relationship. Right? So he's putting no more love and effort into this relationship. Think about it. The coach went to the podium and said, we stunk today. It was terrible. They put the mic in Aaron's face and he said, well, that's his opinion. Right, not like that's just the rebellious one at the bunch, not saying yes, we did get beat today, we need to get better. No, this is a pity. Like, see, I'm telling you, that's where he at.
I think he's still pissed off he didn't get the Jeopardy job. That's
and he got the Jeopardy job. He just weren't willing to quit his first job.
You think he was the one? You think he was the chosen one?
I think he has the. He's a cow guy. All right, yes, he has the.
Cal guy?
Yeah, he went to Cal. He went to Cal Berkeley.
Cal. I think he said Cal, like COW.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
At Mississippi State. I got it.
Oh my God.
Oh, you sound it's okay. It's an accent. I got it.
Yeah. All I'm saying is he's intelligent. Like Nick Sundberg. Guy. He's arrogant enough to pull it off because he'll let you know when you're wrong. Right. And he has enough personality to do it. You know, he's no Alex Trebek. Let's not get that twisted.
Nobody. Nobody.
Yeah, if you're talking about filling in after Joe Montana, no, Steve Young ain't bad.
Aaron Rodgers just looks like he aged from stress so quickly.
Oh, that's what happens when you get engaged.
He got engaged to get married. Look at you, Si. You look older from the first day I met you. You look older. Good. You're talking about going to sleep at 8:30 with warm milk. So I tell you, you're aging since your announcement of your wedding,
chopped
your announcement of your engagement.
Yeah.
I mean, he went, you know, at the beginning of this podcast, he looked like Lip from Shameless. Now he does look like the old man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and you can always tell because a single guy usually got some clothes in his closet, still like to dress, but married dudes or finna be married dudes, they shop at Dress for Less. They don't care about their wardrobe anymore. Style goes out the window, you know. It just changes you as a man. Like, all the stuff you used to care about is over. It's over, Si.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah, that's actually, unfortunately, kind of spot on.
Hey, well, all I can say is this, man. It take a better man than me, man. Congratulations to you two. You know, Chick is already successfully double-digit years.
Yes.
You are in your infancy. Yep. That's why you still smile with a big smile like that. It was slowly bend down to become a frown. It's gonna become a frown. I tell you that.
NFC East, the Eagles, the only team to win, they host the San Francisco 49ers in the battle of 1-0 teams. That might be a really good game. And the Cowboys take on the Chargers, who just took down Washington. Dak looked okay.
Dak in his first game. All right, go on, say the truth. What? Dak picked up where he left off. The last time we seen him, he threw for 400. Now we've seen him be through for 400. Like, that's so dangerous. At the end of the day, the one thing you do when you get injured is you come back mentally on another level because you had a whole offseason of really watching more film than you did working out. So he's a better quarterback mentally right now than anything else.
The biggest question is, did you guys see the pictures from the Met Gala?
Yes, I did. Who are you talking about?
My number one draft pick is Zoe Kravitz. That's my number one draft.
Oh,
yeah, that's my number one.
All right.
what's her name from Transformers was pretty special.
Megan
too.
Fox.
But, yeah, Megan Fox. But she's had more work done than the Washington football team franchise. Yeah,
that's the pressures of LA. I'm gonna go with one Sierra.
Oh, that was something.
By the way, so did hold on. Did you see? I thought it was brilliant. Did you see the Mannings and their ESPN2 during Monday Night Football?
Yeah, oh yes, I did. I love it. Hey, they love are it. Idiots. Hey, listen.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, people love people that can be successful but still be theyself. I think they could be one of the most. Yeah, I don't think it's hard, but if you look at the numbers, right. It increasingly becomes harder and harder to genuinely be yourself. Where they've always been theyself, and I think it has to do with the fact when you have a pro dad and he still acts normal, it lets you know, like, it don't cost no energy to be yourself. Right. And you can tell they've always had this sibling rivalry. Absolutely. So it makes them entertaining in itself. You can tell Eli just got this little taint of hate. As much as he loves Peyton, he hates the fact that Peyton always one win, always number one at everything, always the leader.
You can see it in the eyes. Like this, even when he's smiling, you can see it in his eyes. He's like, like you can see that jealousy.
That's,
like,
that's the Eli face, man. That's the Eli face.
And Peyton can always tell that, Peyton got this little hate for Eli because he did something that he couldn't do, and that's beat Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right? And constantly beat Tom Brady.
Right,
so
right.
I would love to hear them on a Thanksgiving or Christmas bragging at the table.
Absolutely.
And now Arch Manning, the grandson, Arch got to sit there and soak all of this in.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, and just like football, TV is a copycat game. Dollars to donuts, someone else is going to do the exact same thing and do some offshoot channel during a big game but you got to find the right people. And
Snoop Dogg, these are the people we got to think.
Snoop will definitely be. When Snoop did boxing last year, it was outrageous.
Snoop and Kevin Hart would be great.
That's what started this was they realized, people don't like the laced up party hard hard. We don't like that anymore. Talib, once he got on there and killed it, people was in love with his accent, the Southern Texas accent. Like they want to hear the people who done it talk about it. They want to hear the people who edgy. Talk about it. They want to hear the people with real genuine stories to talk about it when the game gets slow. They want that type of entertainment. And
no question.
All the networks are going away from vanilla. Vanilla doesn't sell in the streaming industry.
No question.
It doesn't sell anymore.
And you saw the brilliance of Peyton. We all knew that Peyton was a cerebral quarterback when he puts the helmet on and starts calling the signals out. And two quarterbacks are watching, just like when you watch a game. That's the one thing I tell folks. When I first started watching games with B. Mitch and Trevor Maddich. Now, Trevor was a lineman and a long snapper, right?
Yeah.
But he was 12 or 14 years in the league, so he saw enough action. To watch I watch football so differently now than when I first was a fan and when I first got the business. And all of a sudden, I never even saw the football. I saw the first step of the right side of the line. It's like, okay. This is what's taking place. And I started to anticipate. And so the way you guys see the game is so different. And
we see the game where y'all see reality. We see numbers. We're in the matrix, right? We see coding, right? I see vertical numbers going up and down where you're looking at it as pure entertainment.
Right.
I'm looking at I'm looking at it as the purity, the sweet art of it, and the chess match that's going on against the coaches. So we're, like I said, I am Neo, all right? And you...
Well, I changed. Now, I watch, like I said, I watch it much differently now.
You're Mr. Smith.
Which is funny because, you know, now I call football for CBS Sports Network, and I have to... There's something that I need to look at the monitor more because the way I watch a game is to watch the field. That's the way. So when I called the first game a couple weeks ago, I was watching the field and I saw who was in the defensive backfield, who was in the backfield, what wideouts were where. And so now I'm starting to figure out, you know, who's going to go where, blah, blah, blah. And I missed, you know, some of the shots they were showing me on the monitor because, and when I went back and looked at it a few days later and I had a meeting with the producer, we had some good and we had some really good and we had some things you go, this is where you can be stronger at. And I'm like, that's because I'm watching the field. I'm not watching what the pictures you're giving me. because I'm too busy trying to look at who's doing what. And so this week I will try to keep my mug on the monitor.
And you got to follow the ball at all times.
Like, yes.
Follow the ball. I know you want to look at these individual battles. You can't.
Yeah.
You got to let the ball tell your story.
Right.
That's it. Follow the level.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right. Anything else besides Zoe Kravitz is my number one? And you got?
I went Sierra because I love the fact that Russell couldn't make it because he working. So she said, I'm going to represent my man through and through. The three on the dress, the Seattle colors, and she rocked. This is the boss move. She rocked the Super Bowl ring. Yeah. Now, that's going to be hard for any person in there to beat accessory rise. All right?
Yeah.
Now, Simone Biles, I really show her some love because she's every bit of 85 pounds and her dress was 70 pounds.
No, her dress was 89 pounds.
Well, the same size. She carried another Simone Biles in there with her. All
right.
For her showing that girth, at a hit like that, and don't forget, she wore this dress for like 4 hours. So it wasn't like she just told it to show, took the picture and walked out of the dress. So I'm just saying, it takes a lot. Like a man, we will never know how that feels.
No.
Like at no point, maybe Halloween, if I just go all out.
Right.
And do
my Batman costume does not weigh that much, but it's kind of heavy because I wore that big one. You know, the real one. Amish, you got a draft pick.
Was it Halloween that day? Went going to a cosplay program.
Halloween is my birthday, so I was wearing my birthday suit.
Well, you could have been going to Comic-Con or something. You know, they do have them here in the city.
My daughter is big into the Katsucon.
You see, anime. I'm big into the Comic-Con. I'm always there for Marvel in D.C.
Amish, you got a pick for the Met Gala?
Yeah, it's going to be cheesy, but it's gonna be Megan Fox.
That is cheesy. You suck.
Yep.
I don't think you put no effort into it. You had no rhyme and reason for why you
y'all
did.
I grew up with Transformers, so like first Transformers, like I was like going through puberty, and she was a celebrity crush. So you know,
sure. I'm gonna end this.
Just close my eyes and think of all the abuse done to yourself.
Oh boy, don't do that because I'm about not now. I can't even bring up what I wanted to bring up. Can't do it. I literally cannot transition from what you just said to what I wanted to say. So,
hey, self-abuse is not good.
So unfortunate. I just wanted to say major props to the gymnast who testified on Capitol Hill today. As a father of a daughter.
Oh, against the Michigan State stuff, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. To find out from... Maroney, the gymnast, Kayla Maroney, the fact that she testified back when it took place and then interviewed with the FBI and then saw the report the FBI wrote months later, which was false. I can't tell you how infuriating it is that people who are victims, and there's no question that they were victims, and they go in front and report, and you wonder why victims stay quiet, because this is such bullshit that's going on right now. And we're talking now how many years later this is finally coming to the forefront. I mean, yes, Larry Nassar's in prison. I hope that the TV was on in prison and that the guys are watching, because you know what's coming next for Larry Nassar. Anybody that's sitting there watching, there's a bunch of decent enough dudes in there going, you did what? What?
Hey,
you know?
Hey, man, the thing about it is, this is the one good part about the new media, the media period, all the eyes that's on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It forces change, right? You can't hide under that invisible cloak anymore.
Yeah.
Especially with corporations and people that are supposed to hold people accountable.
Right.
I think it just puts more of a magnifying glass on the smallest things in the world. And the biggest things in the world, they all treat it kind of like the same now. Depends on who's stirring the pot on the narrative.
Right.
But once you got enough eyes on something, with enough of the right people involved, you can't run from it anymore. You can't run from it. Can't run from that storm.
I have a dream of Sean Taylor being alive and me, him, and Marcus Patton run into Larry Nassar somewhere. And it's over. That's what I. That's my dream. I want Larry Nassar to be done.
Hey man, it happens, man. Hey, like my grandma say, for every one good person on this world, it's a bad person to match. It's always a yin to the yang.
So you're saying 50-50 in this world? That's not good.
Well, most people are in the gray area. Ain't most people ain't holier than thou, even most people are right in the middle where if outside things force them to do bad things to save their life or something, they'll do it. But most of them will stay right in the gray area where they choose not to do any of it.
Is grandma still alive?
No, I wish she would. That'll be my wish, my mom and my grandma. If I could spend one more 24 hours with you, I tell you.
Yeah, my mom too. I'd like to, but I would have brought your grandma on the podcast. There'd been no question about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know because... Well, yeah, because the podcast, you get to say what you want now. She had a foul mouth now. It was going to be a lot of swearing going on. She didn't really have a filter like that. And she's from the South, so it's going to be a lot of metaphors that y'all probably wouldn't get, especially on the first or second go. It would have been a lot of talking in the background because she wouldn't have known how to use the technology. She would have been stirring a pot of greens at the same time.
Nice.
While we're doing the podcast, while she babysitting my great my great niece or some or somebody like that that's in there. So it would have been no telling what's been going on.
We missed that one. That's the shame. All right, let's get out of here. It's the Washington team versus the New York Giants on Thursday night. We'll see what takes place.
I need your picks. We're gonna have a sponsor. Got to do something with Ben. Right. We got to have picks.
You're right.
Because I like people to listen to Schmoosh Dummies. I pick these picks.
Okay. My pick is the New York Giants get the victory, and they win it 30-17.
You a Dutch hater.
What? There's nothing wrong with that.
That's your opinion. I want to see who win more money for the fan base this year, me or you, when it comes to the bet.
Well, we need to keep a running tab then.
Yeah, okay. 31-17, you
30-17.
30-17, New York Giants.
Amish, you're going to write this down, for God's sakes.
Yep,
I'm going to go 17-13, Washington football team. Touchdown for Logan Thomas, touchdown for Terry McLaurin, and a field goal by the Swedish toe in football.
Oh, really?
Hopkins.
Yeah. There he goes again, just butchering his name.
Yeah.
I just, my one drop line is please, 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 please keep your boy healthy, the quarterback. Just keep him healthy. I don't want to see Kyle Sherman.
You can block. Offensive line can protect well. That's it. But they can protect well, and he can get hit one time. It could be
understand. Hit.
No, Tyler Heineke, get back up out the dirt and keep on going. Because I done got out that dirt with a fractured sternum and kept on going. I done got out that dirt with all kind of fractured stuff and kept on going. All right? Your wheel is your wheel. All right? Wheel yourself through it. All right? That's all it's about. Get back up. Because he knows how it feels to know that your career ain't there.
Yeah.
And then it just pops out of nowhere. Every time he hit the dirt, he going to get back up.
Okay, I like it. All right, for the Amish One, Cy Fenwick and Fred Smoot, I'm Chick Hernandez. You have been listening to the Zoe Kravitz Hour on That's Your Opinion, brought to you by Bet Online.